when I leave the seat up. You don't think that it's rude. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby. When I come home, want you to just go crazy. He never looks at me like...
Good morning. It's Monday. Glad to have you all with us right here on Palmetto Mornings, WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports at 64 degrees, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. We always want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. You know, it's not like we talk about this every single day.
Well, I think sometimes that's why we forget what we're saying, because we expect our brains just to do it without any thinking about it.
Muscle memory, for
sure. And that's not always the case.
Well, every Monday, we do catch up with our friends at the Humane Society of York County. They let us know what fur babies are up for adoption, and we always stress that these fur babies might get you through the door. And you might show up and they already might be adopted. So you're going to find another fur baby to take home. That's why we bring in our good friend, Mary Beth Knapp. And good Monday morning to you, Mary Beth.
Good Monday morning to you as well. Oh, my gosh. And hopefully it's another beautiful one as it was yesterday.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I think fall's in the air, and I'm just hoping that it stays.
We do, too.
Well, happy Monday. I can't tell you how fun it is this month. We're having the Unicorn Month for September. And everyone says, okay, unicorn.
What is that?
Real. What's a unicorn?
What are you talking about?
Exactly. Well, these are some of our few pooches, our dogs that have some constraints for adoption. So whether it be that it's a tripod, three-legged terrier mix that's 9 years old, you know, just certain little things that make it a little more difficult for that baby to find a home. So we have a few on the list, and we know people are out there, so we're looking to our folks out there to just spread the word, because you're out there. We just need to connect. So for the whole month of September, the adoption rate is lowered from $200 to $175 for these special few unicorn dogs, and we hope that you are out there. Please call. Please make an appointment. We'd love to meet you.
Sounds good.
Then we've got this gorgeous cat of the week.
Wow, so pretty. Did she just have a bath?
Yeah. You know,
that's exactly what we asked.
She's fluffy.
Is fluffy.
And we don't mean the chubby way.
Fluffy in the sense of being too overweight either. She's just
yes,
fluffy.
Exactly.
She is a gorgeous orange tabby. She's petite. She's a beautiful girl. And she's got this little scrunchy little face. And she is adorable. Her name is Kaminsky. You know, we've got some cute little names going on. So I always go, okay, where'd that come from? I have no idea. So I just keep moving.
Yeah.
She is a bit shy at first, but we're confident that given enough time, like all of them, just give them the time they need to adjust, and she will blossom into an amazing companion. She is about 2.5 years old, and she's good with other felines, so that's good. She is spayed, microchip vaccinated, and tested, so she is super ready, actually probably over ready, for her forever to come and rescue her. So this baby, Kaminsky, jaws at your heart, please give us a call at 803-802-0902, and we'll make an appointment. And just as you mentioned, if that's not the cat for you, we will definitely find a connection. And, of course, we always say, if it may not be in our rescue. As long as you're adopting, it's the right action for everyone. Then we've got the dog of the week, Whiskey Myers. Oh, my. I can't say enough of this amazing pooch.
Aww.
He is awesome. He, I don't know how he became a stray. He was brought in as a stray. The entire staff and volunteer crew proceeded to just absolutely fall in love with him. He's our go-to dog. So he's the one that can go into the yard with puppies. He can go in the yard with other dogs and just have a great time. We're estimating his age to be about 5, and he really just wants to hang with his people and have fun and take a nap. You know, I mean... Okay.
He looks like a fashion model, you know, like with dogs. His legs are so long.
They are very long, yeah.
And his body, I mean, he looks like he should walk the runway for, you know, dog fashion.
His stilettos. Oh, that's funny. His front legs, you mentioned that, it's very cute because his he has a distinctive run with his straight front legs.
Yeah.
Almost as if they don't belong to him.
No.
And it's so... so cute.
He needs stiletto heels.
He is just adorable. So he deserves the family that really does just has to be perfect because he is so amazing. Aww. He's just such an amazing dog. So if this awesome dog grabs your heart, again, it's Whiskey Myers. Give us a call and we'll make an appointment to get you in and meet him. He does like other dogs, so we're not sure about cats, but he's so great. He'd probably do good with anything. Anything at all. So give us a call. And then we've got the Paw Scoop this week we are still in search of. So if you're out there and you're a professional pet photographer and you love dogs, love cats, and you'd love to like just circulate your talents and give up your talents for our mission, please give me a call. We're estimating about 1 to 3 hours a week of time, and I just would love to talk to you. So message me on Facebook, Mary Beth Knapp. And then it is fall, and it's wonderful. So the Doggone Good Time Festival, Fall Festival, is up and running. We're going to have it on October 16th, and we are looking for some awesome sponsors, vendors, to sign up and get moving on this because we need to get your T-shirts ordered in. You know, everything takes a little longer these days. So we're just kind of giving a little push on folks to sign up as soon as you can. We look forward to seeing faces and seeing dogs and just having a great time again. So there is that time crunch, so please act accordingly. And, of course, stay connected with all the happenings going on our Facebook page. We are soon, if you can believe it, to open our Pawsability Christmas store.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. And it's not just Christmas. It's Halloween as well and fall.
That's
right. So October 1st, just kind of put it in your mind. We are super excited about that. And then the last thing is our rescue needs. You know, true unconditional love is truly in your eyes of your fur baby. They are just tremendous. If you're out shopping, please consider getting us a bag of clay litter. We are a little low on that, but we sure do appreciate any donations that can be left at our door. It helps us offset our operational funds. So thanks again for circulating all these wonderful pictures. You might be the one person who connects to that one person that can adopt one of our babies. So share the news.
That's what it's all about. Thank you so much, Mary Beth Knapp, Humane Society of York County, doing wonderful things for all of our fur babies.
Have a great week, guys.